Joanne, if we start with yourself, I often see in the wee small hours, as in the group itself, out and about, in all weathers, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Patrolling the bridge there and offering a listening ear and, you know, someone looking a little out of sorts or whatever the story is. Very important work. You're like an angel on the shoulder.
Look, we are needed. We are, and every weekend that we are out there, it just proves how much that we are needed. There's people out there in crisis all the time. We're the only after-hours service. We're the only face-to-face after-hours service in Waterford City. So, unfortunately, it's busy. It's busy. And but we're there, and we want to be there. It's important.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah, it's a very big commitment. I joined the organisation about 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. What we'd asked for volunteers was to do one night out of every 4 weeks. I found myself doing every single night. I would go in every week. Now I find myself as chairperson. It's because of people in crisis, people that are in need, people that want looking for a listening ear, and they feel that there's nothing else there for them. So we offer that. We offer a face-to-face conversation. We're boots on the ground, engaging with the people of Waterford. And then we have our base where we can bring people over. We can sit them down. We help put an action.
Remind people where your base is.
28 Mary Street, just down the back of the Fitzwilton Hotel.
From 10 o'clock to 2 in the morning. And we have some regular service users that pop in and they can have a cup of tea and a chat, as well as the crisis interventions that we do that we might meet on the bridge or down on the quay on the Friday night. We do have regular service users that pop in. There's nothing else there
like
for them
said,
at the end of the week.
Loneliness. It's loneliness.
So we're saying loneliness should be against the law.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Definitely, because it is, people that pop in, they might come in once every 3 or 4 weeks, they're lonely, they're looking for someone to talk to, they're feeling down, they're feeling depressed.
And we're trying to nip that in the bud. What we're trying to do is stop them getting to the stage where we have that crisis intervention on the bridge, and which we have lots of. And as we said before, we've sent 160 people home to their families.
That's an amazing statistic when you think about it.
It's 160 people that have gone home safe to their families.
The multiplier in connection with that is just,
It's a much needed service. We're small. We have a small group of volunteers. They're amazing. We are nothing without our people. We're nothing without our volunteers. We have to take care of them. We have to take care of their mental health. Every week there's crisis intervention. We have to look after our people. We have to make sure that their mental health is in a good place. We offer our volunteers, we have services in place for them, we have counselling services, we have great supports for them. Unfortunately, it is busy. We have to think about the new bridge opening up soon.
Do you know, that was a point I never even thought of.
I know, and we're looking down that road, you know, and trying to build our volunteers, educate our volunteers, get them trained up to the capacity that all our volunteers are at the minute. And it's something that, unfortunately, we have to think about because our service is very needed. As we said, we're the only out of service face to face.
And on that point, just to say congratulations to you
and
the expanded crew and all involved. It's a great win tonight, and as I said, great to see a spotlight shone on what you do. The importance.
Thank you. Our people need it. We're delighted for our volunteers. They're out there on a Friday night. You might see us on a Friday night. We're out there sopping wet. We have a break on a Friday night from about 12:30. You might see us eating a pizza in the boot of a car, and it's the nicest pizza you'll ever taste in the world.
I bet you.
And that little 20-minute break on a Friday night, you know what, we have great crack. We have a great sense of family. We're very united. We're just, do you know what we are? We're ordinary people trying to do extraordinary things. That's
well,
what we are.
Listen, thank you so very much for your efforts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thanks a million.